It is a mild, breezy, and occasionally wet Thursday afternoon across New York and western New England. That south wind has really pushed temperatures up. Many spots were near and above the 60-degree mark around lunchtime. We've had showers from time to time through the day, and we're looking for that rainfall to become more enhanced as we work through the late day and evening hours. It's all being driven by a front, which is working its way through the region. In advance of that front, we've seen that warm air really rush in, so temperatures are on the mild side despite widespread cloudiness this afternoon. Over the next several hours, we'll see an area of low pressure develop and ride along that front, and that will tend to enhance the rainfall as we work through the next several hours. So plan for rain, occasionally heavy. There's the possibility of some localized flooding in spots, especially on our roadways as we go through the first half of the night. Moving through the night, that front will push off to the east. We'll see the rainfall basically come to an end, so by morning, we're looking for dry conditions across the region. There is the small chance of a lingering shower, especially in our far eastern areas around sunrise, but any lingering showers will quickly dry up, push off to the east, and we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine tomorrow. So it's a partly to mostly sunny Friday across New York and western New England as high pressure settles in from the west. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some areas south of Albany may reach the middle and perhaps upper 50s tomorrow afternoon. We'll chill down on Saturday with high temperatures running mainly in the 40s across the area under a partly sunny sky. And then on Sunday, another little bundle of moisture comes our way that will bring clouds and the chance for some rain and snow showers Sunday, especially during the morning, though there may still be some leftover rain and snow showers into Sunday afternoon. Temperatures on Sunday will be in the 40s. Some 30s are likely in the higher elevations, and it will be a bit on the brisk side with a gusty breeze at times as we wrap up the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, breezy, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 46 to 52. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, breezy, low 38 to 44. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 46 to 52. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely, rain will be heavy at times, and there is the possibility of a thunderstorm, breezy, low 45 to 50, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with rain likely, rain will be heavy at times, breezy, low 40 to 45, and for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 46 to 52. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, high in the 40s, and on Sunday, variably cloudy, with a chance of rain and snow showers, high in the 40s, some 30s in the mountains. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.